You're listening to NewsRamp Business and Corporate. Today is Thursday morning, February 26th, 2026. Real Stories, AI Voice, details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in. Biomed news breaks, Solagenix Inc. receives positive EMA orphan drug opinion for duzepatide in Behçet disease. Solagenix Inc. announced that the European Medicines Agency Committee for Orphan Medicinal Products issued a positive recommendation for orphan drug designation of duzepatide, the active ingredient in SGX-945, for the treatment of Behçet disease. The recommendation now advances to the European Commission for ratification, providing 10 years of market exclusivity upon approval, along with development incentives and centralized authorization access.
Waning customer interest prompts Lamborghini to abandon EV plans.
Luxury carmaker Lamborghini has decided to cancel its plans for a fully electric supercar due to waning customer interest in electric vehicles.
The brand prioritizes customer preference, choosing to focus on evolution over revolution to ensure performance and passion in future models. This decision comes as a blow to companies like Lucid Motors, highlighting the challenges in the electric vehicle market. Deloitte's 2026 Semiconductor Industry Outlook forecasts continued growth. Deloitte's 2026 Semiconductor Industry Outlook predicts continued growth following post-pandemic challenges. The demand for AI chips and related products is expected to drive this growth. Major players like Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company Limited could see significant revenue growth in 2026. For more information, visit trilliondollarclub.net.
Waning customer interest prompts Lamborghini to abandon EV plans. Waning customer interest prompts Lamborghini to abandon its plans for a fully electric supercar. The luxury carmaker realized that its customers prefer traditional gasoline engines over electric ones. After introducing the Lanzador concept 3 years ago, the company has now officially canceled the project due to minimal interest in fully electric supercars. Instead, Lamborghini will focus on plug-in hybrid technology for its future models.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Valen Semiconductor Limited Q4 25. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Valen Semiconductor Limited, reporting 4Q 25 revenue of $19,400,000, exceeding guidance. The company marks its seventh consecutive quarter of growth, with GAAP gross margin at 60.5%. While facing near-term challenges like tariffs and FX pressure, Valen Semiconductor expects steady growth in 2026, with support from share repurchases and new automotive wins.
Netherton now recognizes Rare Disease Day and highlights growing global awareness of Netherton syndrome. In recognition of Rare Disease Day 2026, Poiein Pharmaceuticals Limited highlighted the continued growth of its Netherton Now awareness campaign, aiming to amplify voices impacted by Netherton syndrome. Videos on the Netherton Now website have garnered 2 million views and 24 million impressions globally. The campaign, launched in 2025, sheds light on the challenges faced by those with this rare genetic disease with no approved treatment or cure. U.S. Nuclear Corporation Overhoff Technologies commenced joint venture talks with drone companies and Graphiton Inc., a leader in using graphene for implantable neural probes for medical, robotic, and electrical applications. U.S. Nuclear Corp has initiated joint venture discussions with drone companies and Graphiton Inc., a leader in graphene medical products. The company aims to supply first responders protecting cities with nuclear, chemical, and natural gas facilities. President Mr. Goldstein highlighted the importance of monitoring the new energy future and preventing chemical spills. U.S. Nuclear also plans to support Graphiton's growth and explore new funding opportunities.
NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation will host a virtual investor webinar on Thursday, March 12, 2026, at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The company will provide a corporate update, discuss growth plans, and share updates on platform technologies. To participate, dial 888-506-006 to U.S. or 973-528-0011 international with access code 358063. A playback will be available until March 26, 2026.
Golden Matrix Group announces reverse stock split and name change to Meridian Holdings. Golden Matrix Group, an international developer of online gaming platforms, announces a reverse stock split and name change to Meridian Holdings. The split, effective March 3, 2026, will consolidate shares on a 1-for-12 basis to meet NASDAQ listing requirements. CFO Rich Christensen sees this as a strategic move to optimize the company's capital structure and enhance market positioning. Shares will trade under the new ticker MRDN post-split.
Trailbreaker Resources announces flow-through financing up to $3 million. Trailbreaker Resources Limited announces a non-brokered structured private placement offering aiming to raise up to $3 million for critical minerals exploration expenses. The offering includes CMETC flow-through units and FEET units, each consisting of common shares and warrants. The proceeds will fund exploration activities on the company's properties in British Columbia. The offering is subject to TSX Venture Exchange acceptance and will have a hold period of 4 months plus 1 day from closing.
AR Smiles brings personalized, patient-centered dental care to Fairlawn, Ohio. AR Smiles, a leading dental clinic in Fairlawn, Ohio, is revolutionizing dental care with a patient-centered approach that combines advanced technology and compassionate service. Offering a wide range of services from preventive to restorative dentistry, AR Smiles prioritizes individualized treatment plans tailored to each patient's needs. Led by Dr. Solomon Isakov, the clinic ensures precision and comfort through cutting-edge technology, creating a welcoming and supportive environment for all patients.
Melson Design Group introduces its expansive collection of award-winning house plans. Nelson Design Group unveils its extensive collection of award-winning house plans, catering to the diverse needs of homeowners, builders, and developers. With over 40 years of experience, the firm offers a range of designs from farmhouse to contemporary modern styles. Each plan emphasizes livability, natural light, and functionality, ensuring that every design is both inspiring and practical. Explore their growing portfolio for the perfect floor plan today.
Solvius Technology launches ERP Next implementation model to automate manufacturing operations for mid-sized firms. Solvius Technology has launched an ERP Next implementation model to automate manufacturing operations for mid-sized firms. This workflow-driven deployment unifies production, procurement, inventory, and finance into a single system, reducing coordination delays often seen in mid-sized manufacturing. Solvius embeds ERP Next into day-to-day operations, connecting sales orders, production cycles, inventory movements, procurement approvals, maintenance schedules, and accounting for improved efficiency and responsiveness.
Atlas Language Services, Inc. launches 24/7 certified personal document translation service. Atlas Language Services, Inc. introduces a new 24/7 certified personal document translation service in partnership with AccuDocX. Individuals can now upload personal documents online at any time and receive certified translations within 24 to 48 hours. The service, designed for official use like USCIS submissions, offers transparency in pricing starting at $79.95 per page for Spanish documents into English.
MrTestPrep.com. expands private online SAT tutoring with strategy first model. MrTestPrep.com expands its private online SAT tutoring program with a strategy first model focused on delivering measurable score improvement. The program offers live one-on-one sessions, personalized preparation plans, and strategic decision-making training to help students optimize their performance. This expansion caters to the growing demand for personalized online test prep services, providing flexible scheduling and individualized coaching for students nationwide.
Avion Tech to participate at Verticon 2026 with special MRO aviation promotion. Avion Tech, a leader in test equipment for civilian and military markets, will showcase new aviation MRO products and offer exclusive promotions at Verticon 2026. The event, held from March 9th to 12th in Atlanta, GA, brings together industry professionals to discuss vertical aviation solutions. Avion Tech's booth will feature Labrasab products like the ARTS 7630 series, offering show-only discounts, bundle promotions, and technical consultations to enhance testing productivity.
Anna Nailed It, now accepting appointments at the Salon and Spa Galleria, Fort Worth Highway in Weatherford, Texas. Licensed nail technician Hannah Legley has opened Hannah Nailed It at the Salon and Spa Galleria, Fort Worth Highway in Weatherford Highway, Texas. Legley's passion for nails and creativity led her to create a welcoming space for clients to feel heard and cared for. Offering a variety of services, including encapsulation techniques, Legley's now accepting appointments for new clients with a special 10% discount for first-time visitors. Learn more on her social media pages.
Tilson PR, recognized for excellence by two media leaders of the business and franchise industries. Tilson PR, a renowned marketing and public relations agency, has been honored by two prominent leaders in the business and franchise industries. The firm received awards from Entrepreneur's 2025 Top Franchise Suppliers and Global Franchise Magazine's 2026 Global Franchise Awards in the Best Marketing and PR Supplier category. Tracy Tilson, the president, expressed gratitude for the recognition, emphasizing the value they bring to their clients in the franchise sector.
Bardol selects Intershop to unify global B2B commerce operations. Bardol has selected Intershop Communications AG to unify its global D2B commerce operations. The International Industrial Group aims to replace fragmented legacy platforms with a single, scalable solution to drive growth and digital transformation. The phased rollout will start with Bardol Industry, followed by key divisions like automotive, marine, and heavy duty, focusing on customer specific B2B processes and ERP-driven architecture.
Steyr Motors earnings call invitation on the publication of the FY 2025 annual report on Friday, March 6, 2026 at 9:00 CET. Steyr Motors AG will host an earnings call on March 6, 2026 at 9:00 CET to discuss the FY 2025 annual report. CEO Julian Cassuti will present the financial results and business outlook, followed by a Q&A session. To participate, register at the provided link. The presentation will be in English. Steyr Motors AG is a global leader in specialized engine production for defense and civil applications.
Excentro Real Estate AG. Katja Bielecka, appointed to the management board as Chief Investment Officer, CIO. In a recent development, Excentro Real Estate AG has appointed Katja Bielecka as Chief Investment Officer, CIO of the company. With over 20 years of experience in real estate asset management, Ms. Bielecka brings a wealth of knowledge to her new role. The supervisory board believes her expertise will be invaluable in strengthening the management board. Excentro Real Estate AG is a leading residential investor in Germany, focusing on housing privatization in major cities like Berlin.
Practional HR Solutions help Texas businesses manage growth and reduce risk. CEO Neil Katz of Exceptional HR Solutions explains how these services offer expert HR support without the cost of a full-time department. Katz emphasizes that businesses often spend significant time on people-related issues, diverting focus from core operations. One critical focus area is correctly classifying employees versus contractors to mitigate risk. Exceptional HR Solutions also supports municipalities and small businesses in need of professional HR support.
AmpliTech Group and Northeastern University have successfully demonstrated the first open source prototype of a massive Minmo O-RAN system with Category B front haul. This achievement showcases AmpliTech's commercial-grade 5-gram 64T64R Minmo radio in an end-to-end OpenStack O-RAN deployment, marking a significant milestone for open, interoperable wireless systems.
Network news breaks. Strawberry Fields REIT, Inc., featured in Network News audio editorial on healthcare REIT momentum. Strawberry Fields REIT is highlighted in a Network News audio editorial for its focused strategy in skilled nursing real estate. The company, known for its self-managed approach, specializes in acquiring, owning, and leasing skilled nursing facilities. Leveraging industry expertise and partnerships, Strawberry Fields builds a portfolio catering to the stable income growth and demographic trends driving the healthcare REIT sector.
The software fix for Drone Drift, how Spark AI Inc. is targeting reliability at scale. Spark AI Inc. has enhanced its OverWatch platform to optimize drone telemetry using machine learning, reducing drift without new hardware. The system learns drone bias patterns through calibration, improving performance over time. With a new U.S. subsidiary and tactical phone deployment, the company aims to target defense procurement in GPS-denied environments. As drones are deployed at scale, Spark AI software offers a solution to consistency challenges.
Investor news breaks: NextPlat Corp, NASDAQ, NXPL, NXPLW, reports expected sectional Q4 improvement and margin expansion outlook. NextPlat Corp, NACDAQ, NXPLW, anticipates a significant sequential improvement in key financial and operational metrics for Q4 2025, driven by strategic business refocusing and higher margin revenue streams. The company projects a more than 90% increase in fourth quarter 340B revenue, a 7% rise in total prescription volume, stable gross margins, and a 20% to 25% margin expansion in Q1 2026. With solid liquidity and cost initiatives in place, NextPlat aims to reduce operating losses by quarter 2 2026. Rock Breaks Fairchild Gold TSX-V FAIAR OTCQB FCHD Frankfurt Y4Y receives updated NI 43-101 technical report for Golden Arrow Project. Fairchild Gold Corp announced receipt of an updated NI 43-101 technical report for the Golden Arrow Project by Respec of Reno, Nevada. The report supports the company's acquisition of the property and its development under Canadian reporting standards. Fairchild Gold focuses on mineral exploration in North America with properties like Nevada Titan and the Carlin Queen Project. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Biomed news breaks. Sinai Immunotherapeutics Limited receives expanded IIA grant support for robotic aseptic fill-in-D Finnish platform. Sinai Immunotherapeutics Limited has received expanded support for its robotic aseptic fill-in-finish platform project. The Israel Innovation Authority approved the project, allowing the company to utilize a grant budget of NIS $5 million over 2 years. This non-dilutive funding supports the acquisition and validation of a fully automated robotic arm system aligned with EU GMP Annex 1 standards, with validation targeted for the third quarter of 2026.
Defense news breaks. SafePro Group, Inc. secures telecom purchase order for UAS inspection services in South Florida. SafePro Group, Inc. announced that its subsidiary Airborne Response, LLC, secured a purchase order from a multinational telecommunications firm for UAS inspection services in South Florida. The program will involve detailed inspections of emergency communications towers to support first responders ahead of peak hurricane season. This engagement expands SafePro's drone intelligence platform and supports the development of computer vision models for its object threat detection platform.
Biomed news breaks. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp to participate in March investor conferences. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp will be participating in two investor conferences in March 2026. Seth Lederman, Meters D, the president and CEO, will present at the TD Cowen 46th Annual Healthcare Conference on March 4th, 2026. And the management team will also attend the Barclays 28th Annual Healthcare Conference from March 10th to 12th, 2026. The company's focus on CNS and immunology treatments continues with ongoing clinical trials and product development. Biomed news breaks. Volition Rx Limited NYSE American VNRX reports multi-pillar clinical and commercial progress. Volition Rx Limited reported significant clinical and commercial progress, including the submission of a manuscript for peer review, showcasing new methods and biomarkers for cancer detection. The company is making strides in commercializing its new Q-Cancer assay for lung cancer and its new Q-NETS assay for early sepsis detection. Volition also announced breakthrough veterinary results with its new Q-VET feline assay, demonstrating 100% specificity in detecting feline lymphoma.
AI-Service Robotics Transition Toward Revenue-Driven Deployment Accelerates Industry Evolution. Analysts project strong growth for the global service robotics sector as companies like Knight Food Holdings, Inc. move towards revenue-generating deployment, shaping the early infrastructure layer of robotics as a service. With labor shortages and AI advancements, this shift signifies a significant industry evolution.
Earth Science Tech Inc., ETST, accelerates profitability and governance transformation, signals 40% net income growth trajectory. Earth Science Tech Inc., ETST, revealed a third fiscal quarter 2026 revenue of $8.40 million, marking a 14.1% increase year over year. With a gross margin now at 76.3%, the company is implementing governance reforms and cost-saving measures to drive a projected 40% growth in net income. ETST is focused on disciplined growth, expanding margins, and enhancing shareholder value.
Tech Media Breaks, SCG Media Corporation, NSDAQ, SEGG, LTRYW appoints Jamie McLaurin, SVP of Sports Business, secures 68% supermajority of Velocé. Tech Media Breaks reports that SCG Media Corporation has appointed Jamie McLaurin as the Senior Vice President of Sports Business. The company has also secured a 68% supermajority control of Velocé. SCG plans to acquire the remaining minority interests to streamline governance and align long-term strategy. McLaurin will continue leading Velocé and Quadrant while exploring commercial opportunities across SCG's sports portfolio. Rock Breaks Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc., CSENOPOTCQBNOPFFE, receives $807,000 from warrant exercises, boosting their cash reserves. The company received the funds from the exercise of 14 million 636,600 common share purchase warrants, representing almost all warrants subject to acceleration. With a cash balance of around $1.25 million and 143 million common shares issued, the company plans to use the additional $2.46 million from outstanding warrants for further exploration and development of the Murdoch Mountain project.
Tiny Jumps Brakes, Rail Vision Limited, majority-owned Quantum Transportation deploys transformer-based neural decoder on AWS Cloud. Rail Vision Limited, majority-owned by Tiny Jumps Brakes, has deployed its transformer-based neural decoder on the AWS Cloud through its subsidiary, Quantum Transportation Limited. This move signifies a significant step towards real-world quantum applications in the transportation sector. The implementation allows for collaboration with quantum hardware partners and direct testing of the decoder on physical quantum systems, with potential applications in railway anomaly detection, predictive maintenance, and autonomous operations.
Network news breaks: ES Gold Corp engages Axino Capital to expand European investor outreach. ES Gold Corp has engaged Axino Capital GMB to enhance its European investor outreach. The marketing services agreement aims to boost visibility and distribution of company news among retail and institutional investors in German-speaking financial markets. Axino Capital, based in Germany, will leverage its investor network and media platforms to strengthen ES Gold's presence, supporting the company's strategic goals.
That's the last five times the same, week eight, eight times S. So finally, ending this today, that's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.